I was wondering if there was like a 2025 version of Wrong Livelihoods.
More up to date. Well, I could go on for a long time. You know, anything that's really taking advantage of people, these basic ones can be extrapolated quite easily. Like dealing in arms, especially in Britain. Walmart in America is just filled with guns and ammunition.
Dealing with arms and maybe like warfare, maybe a lot of that might be conducted.
Yeah.
On computer.
Yeah, absolutely. I know plenty of people who would consider military service. It can be a gray area because military service can be quite diverse. But certainly I know people who would definitely consider that. I mean, human trafficking, dealing in beings. Meat, of course, factory farming and the production and sale of meat. It's on an industrial scale now. It's kind of hidden to a certain degree, but it's completely out in the open. It's not beautiful karma. Intoxicants and any kind of poison, so any kind of things that are detrimental to one's health. I think 2025, going into financial services that are manipulative or are dishonest, basically. That's a huge area of industry. There's applications of technology. You know, what is it being applied to? There's lots of areas where you start sort of, you can take these fundamental principles and start extrapolating and seeing what use and what effect is actually being realized, and be able to make a decision. Because livelihood should really be, especially as a right livelihood in conjunction with the path of practice leading to the ending of suffering, should really be something that brings benefit to oneself and benefit to others on a, you know, a fundamental basis that actually enhances bright qualities of mind. Yeah.
When you say poisonous, would you classify drug dealing as that?
Oh, absolutely. That can also go into intoxicants. Yeah, you can catch it in a couple different ways.